went to see my physician. He said, you're definitely ill. Then said the nurse, I've seen worse, and the doctor just gave me a pill. Take one of those three times a day, don't ever stop until you're nearly dead or almost. Better keep out of the reach of children. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will? Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 on top of that. And then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.
Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Huntoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. Dr. Huntoon has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 27 years to support you when your health matters. It's his intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered from Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. And he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from our generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
This is Bruce Bagan from B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're proud sponsors of When Your Health Matters. Please appreciate that as a pool and spa builder, we are committed to making sure that you can get the most health benefits from owning your own hot water spa. And that's why we carry a full line of Sundance Spas, the world's leading manufacturer of hydrotherapy spas. Relaxation is one of the best ways to take care of your health. And when you own your own Sundance Spa, you can unwind at home every day in the privacy and comfort of your own home. Each Sundance Spa has dozens of precisely placed water jets to pamper you with their massaging bubbles. B&B Pool and Spa Center carries a full line of Sundance spas and is a factory-authorized warranty center. Come to B&B. You'll be amazed at how easy we make it to have your own personal hydrotherapy spa. We'll handle everything for you, so just sit back and relax. Visit the water professionals at B&B Pool and Spa Center, where we've been helping customers relax and enjoy their water since 1972. 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge, and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com, or call 888-706-4557. That's bbpoolandspa.com or 888-706-4557.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We are located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park, that is in Pooler, Georgia. We're in Suite 404 of Building 400. And when you have questions, I'm going to ask you to stop into the office, because that would be the best way to get your questions answered. Because, heck, I might even give you a brief evaluation just to answer your question. That would be a bonus for you. But if you don't want to stop into the office and you want to just kind of feel me out and ask questions, the best way to do that would be to call my cell phone directly. My cell phone number is area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. Please do not text that phone number. I do not receive texts. I will never answer you if you text me, because I will never get your text. But if you do want to do that kind of way of communication, you can email me. I will always get back to you via my email. My email address is docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com. And it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding with the concerns that you have regarding your health. Our health is our most important asset. If you do not have your health, you might as well be dead. If you aren't dead, then you have time to recover your health. And so we would like to help you recover your health. And that's the purpose of this show called When Your Health Matters. And the man in studio with me today is back for a second occasion. He's in studio with me. He's taking the place of his co-worker, Mark Sabin. His name is Marshall Mermel. He is the owner and the chief operating officer of Marketing Works, because guess what? Marketing does work. And we're happy to have him in studio. And he's the man who actually started this show with me quite a number of years ago. And we don't get to see him all that often, but we're happy to see him 2 weeks in a row. This is amazing. So welcome, Marshall, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Well, thanks, Doc. I really appreciate that. We're approaching the most American holiday, Thanksgiving. giving thanks. How much of an impact does that have on one's health?
Well, the attitude of gratitude is everything, Marshall. Being thankful and showing appreciation every day for what life brings you is the key to pivoting from a life of struggle to a life of reward and affluence. And the holiday of Thanksgiving reminds me of that, and it is our most American holiday, as you said. And it's a time for all of us to get together with our family and friends and our loved ones, both near and far. And it's an opportunity to reflect on the kinsmanship, the bonds that we have, the history that we've shared, and the gratefulness for the people that are in our lives that help make our lives go forward. And so I think it's a very, very important holiday, and I'm grateful for you and grateful for Mark and all the other people that helped to make my life go forward.
Well, for most of us, as you say, it's a day to celebrate with family and friends. Still, how often does it happen that age-old battles can erupt?
Well, going home and sitting with the people you grew up with and experiencing the unconscious triggers of the environment, the smells, the food, the people, these tend to reactivate old wounds and give us all the opportunity to mend fences and to close chapters and books that have been left open entirely too long. And it's the ultimate opportunity for forgiveness. And so it's important that if the battles erupt, if you can be conscious of why the battle's coming up again, then you have an opportunity for true transformation and true healing. And so, you know, God keeps bringing things around again and again and again until you finally solve them. And so it's another opportunity for healing.
Well, I think a lot of people would wonder, why is it that family relations can sometimes deteriorate at holiday times?
Well, expectations of new and triggers of the old occurring at the same time, and the unconscious mind will always take the opportunity for healing old wounds. And this allows a person to move towards being whole again and upgrading their life so that they're not carrying around that negative baggage that's in their unconscious mind because they've cleaned that old negative baggage out.
Well, we really want to focus on what we appreciate. How does gratitude help one's health?
Well, gratitude puts you in the energy of appreciation for what you have and how life has molded you and created who you are today. Like it or not, who you are today is based on what you've experienced in the past, so positive or negative, and we can leave the positive alone, and we should actively choose to transform the negative into something positive. And so we should always be upgrading our lives and always be transforming anything that doesn't feel right into something that does.
Is saying grace about being mindful about your eating habits?
Well, it puts you in the attitude of gratitude and giving thanks for the nourishment and being in that light to take in the food that we will serve our body to the highest and best good and our highest and best health. And it's interesting. I was on a cruise once up in Alaska, and the gentleman that I met, that we were truly kindred spirits, brothers from another mother, so to speak. There's 30 years difference between us. And Leon was a gentleman who we were sitting down to eat the first night together. And he sat there and in front of his food, and he closed his eyes and he put his hands over his food. And I could see that he was, you know, going over some sort of prayer or something or other. And I didn't know him all that well yet, but I came to know him pretty well. And I appreciated what he was doing. And I said, "So, Leon, what were you doing there?" And he says, "Well, I was setting the intention for my food." And I was like, "That is the best thing I have ever heard, setting the intention for your..." Tell me a little bit more about that. He says, "Well, I want this food to nourish me. I want it to help my body be as strong and as healthy as possible." And, you know, I'm 55, he's 85, he's 30 years older than me, and he's fit as a fiddle and spry as can be. And it's, you know what, I attribute it to that experience that I had with him on a cruise ship up in Alaska, where, you know, you set your intention for your food, you put your mind in a state of gratitude, and you give thanks for what the food is going to do for you. You give thanks for the animals that were sacrificed in the process of it, or maybe the plants that were sacrificed. And I just think it really is a great thing to do. And so all the families that say grace before they eat, more power to you, man. And just, if you're not already upgrading it, upgrade it by just setting the intention, like, thank this food is going to make me healthy, and I'm really grateful for it.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
What about the impact gratitude can have on changing other habits.
Well, it can be the start of transformation. Forgiving the transgression and seeing things in a new light, light that can guide your way to a better and higher and increased outcome than what it is that we're having. You know, we the Lord's Prayer, we forgive our trespasses and ask others to forgive, you know, our trespasses, etc. And it's like, it's important for us. Forgiveness is such an important word, and it's life is literally forgiving. It's forgiving people the opportunity to live in an upgraded state of mind, and if they're not living in an upgraded state of mind, it's giving them the opportunity to maybe learn from your perspective, and that's exactly what happened with me and Leon. I was watching what he was doing, and I learned something very powerful from him, and it's stuck with me this whole time.
That's fantastic. Again, it's amazing experience that you had with Leon. With all the problems in the world, is being vibrant and healthy for all the days of your life a realistic goal?
Why wouldn't it be? God gives us free will. Why not use it for a favorable life experience? It's like, okay, we have the choice every single day. You can look at a situation and you decide what that situation means to you. It could mean something positive or it could mean something negative. It's like, okay, we look at my water bottle here and we could say, well, is it half full or is it half empty? Well, if you see it as being half full, you feel optimistic. If you see it as being half empty, then you see it as, you know, there's less opportunity there. So it's the same amount of water. It's just, what's the attitude that you bring to it that dictates whether it's something positive or something negative?
So will being grateful help you better to see how you fit into the whole of life?
Well, if you sit with it long enough, clarity is a natural outcome to that end. So I would say yes. And that's why we want people to live conscious lives. We want people to be present with what's going on. We spend entirely too much time in our mind, either pasteurizing things, meaning reviewing the past, or futurizing things, meaning worrying about the future. I had a long conversation with probably four people yesterday in my office related to the word worry. Okay. And I think we've talked about this on past shows where worry is a lack of faith, okay? Not trusting in the process, okay? If we're all extensions of the Almighty Creator, God, whatever you want to call it, okay? And life was here before us, life will be here after us. Why can't you just relax into the process and allow the process to unfold organically with the intention of the way that you want it to go, because it's your intention that leads life, but life happens whether you participated in it or not.
So what effect do positive emotions have on our health?
Well, they help support your being balanced and whole, which is what we're all on the journey to accomplish. And everybody's journey is different and everybody's journey is unique. And you decide what makes you feel balanced or what makes you feel harmonious with your environment. And so, yeah, being better about with your positive emotions and seeing things in a positive way, again, having the attitude of gratitude is going to carry you further than being full of discord and disharmony and upset and disagreement.
So do you see the impact of this increase in positivity in your practice?
I see people who see it in for themselves. I had a salesperson walk into my office this past week, and I was on the phone, so she sat and waited. And when I finished my phone call, she began by saying, "Your office is so wonderful, the decor, the music, the energy. I don't want to leave, but I'm here on a sales call." And I was like, "Well, I knew you're on a sales call because I don't know who you are, but you're carrying something. So I just assumed you were here on a sales call. How can I help you?" And she was like, "That's so refreshing because I came in here to see if I could help you. And you're asking me how you can help me." And it's like, you know, but, you know, we're both there for the same reason. Anytime two people come together, there's healing that can take place. There's agreements that can be made. There's an increase in life experience that you can have. And a lot of times, people don't take advantage of the interactions that are available to them. You know, I was driving down the road the other day, and I saw two people walking in the opposite direction cross paths just as I was crossing the path at the same time. And neither one looked at each other or acknowledged each other. And I'm thinking, if I'm on the street, if I'm walking down the street and somebody's coming towards me and they're on the same sidewalk, it would be impossible for me not to say at least hello to them. I would have to say something. Why? Because God's put them in my path for a reason. And I choose to figure out what is the reason for them being in my path.
So how can you track the relationship between gratitude and positive outcomes?
Well, it's very simple, Marshall. You just need to take the time to do it, and you will actually see the results. What I was taught and have seen for myself is that if you focus and look for positive things in your life for just merely 68 seconds, you will see positives everywhere. And it only takes 68 seconds to change your life if you choose to take the time to commit to the 68 seconds, and if you choose the time to actually stay there and keep acknowledging what you notice.
Does gratitude make you happier?
It's impossible for it not to make you happier, Marshall.
There are so many ways you depend on the role of others to play a role and make life functional. Do grateful people have an easier time seeking support from others?
I've experienced this to be true, Marshall, and it becomes a question of a person's level of self-awareness and the awareness of what's going on in their environment. And my thought is like I was just alluding to before, if two people are walking down the street towards each other, there's a reason for that, and you need to take the time to acknowledge that reason. Otherwise, an opportunity may have been missed.
Well, I think if you express appreciation, it seems easier to get along with others. Do you find that to be true?
Oh, absolutely. Everyone likes to be appreciated. And so if you can point something out about somebody, you know, I like your shoes, or that's a very nice blouse you're wearing, or your hair looks really nice today, or, you know, obviously you need to have a certain level of familiarity before you get too personal with them. If you're meeting somebody for the first time, you don't want to say, wow, your hair looks really nice today, because you don't know what their hair looks like every other day. Maybe their hair hasn't changed in 20 years. So it's like, you know, but you need to be open to getting to know people and giving somebody a compliment and showing the appreciation. You know what? I really appreciate you being here today and what we're going to create together. I appreciate you being on time. I appreciate, you know, whatever you can do to show your appreciation for them. I think that always, quote, sets the table for something positive to occur.
Well, can gratitude help cope with life's unpredictability?
Oh, certainly. As a glass half full is better than a glass half empty. And again, that's what we talked about earlier, and that's important. So if you're grateful for what you have, when something unpredictable shows up, you're in a state of gratitude, and so you can start to see the reason for why that unpredictability may show up.
Well, everyone has struggles and stress, Doc. How does gratitude help with people handling their troubles?
Well, it shines a light for you to discover a way out of your troubles, and it's very simple. If you become enlightened, if you add more light to the area, then you can see the relationships, and instead of it being a problematic relationship, or if you're having a perceived trouble, there's opportunity in everything. And it's like, you know, my greatest learnings have always been my biggest problems. So when I have a problem and I learn to overcome it, then I'm really grateful for that problem and what it served in order to expand my level of awareness and understanding and the education that I received as a result.
So it sounds like you're saying that if our listeners change their attitude, it could help them achieve a positive outcome.
Well, only if you change it for the better. The negative attitude, or changing to a negative attitude, will not lead to a positive outcome, but may smack you in the face to change your ways, which is a positive outcome itself. So sometimes you need the opposite of what you're looking for in order for you to find exactly what you're looking to get. You know, we have whiteboards now. We used to have blackboards growing up as a kid, but now we have a thing called whiteboards, and the whiteboard creates the contextual field for which any kind of marker that you put on that whiteboard shows up brightly. And so you need the opposite of what you're looking for as a background context so that what you're looking to have can actually show up. So a light shines brightest in a dark room, not in a room already full of light.
Well, that's interesting. So if we consider the dark being a health challenge, can't you still have reasons to feel grateful?
Oh, absolutely. And that's the great way out of your health challenge, is to be grateful for it. You know, I get lots of patients who unfortunately find themselves having a thing called cancer. And, you know, I'm grateful to them that they're coming to me, that they're looking for ancillary information other than just your traditional slash and burn and chemotherapy and that kind of stuff. And so when somebody who's in a difficult situation of having cancer, most people who have a thing called cancer have a very difficult way of looking and perceiving themselves to the point where their body actually grows dysfunctional cells. And so when I help them to get more focused in on what it is that they're dealing, whether they have cancer or whether they have something else, it's actually, they're very grateful, and I'm grateful for the experience of helping them transform what they're looking at and what they're dealing with into something positive. And, you know, I had a patient who I was the person who helped them diagnose their lymphoma. And in the process of it, the mom said to me that my son said the most amazing thing to me while he was going through his treatment, that it's okay that I have this, mom, because I'm going to learn how to help other people who end up developing the same problem that I have. And, you know, this is a 16-year-old who's having that level of wisdom. And the mom was just like, he blew me away with that level of wisdom. And I said, well, yeah, it's like, okay, he's looking at why did God give them this, not as a punishment, but as a, you know, a opportunity for benefiting others. And that's what the purpose of being a human being is to help others.
So how does letting go relate to gratitude?
Well, you have to let go of any negativity to allow the positive that is always right there to show up and get into your awareness. So positive and negative exist together all the time. The question is which do you choose to focus on? And so we want the person who's listening to think about that over our commercial break. All the aspects of life, positive or negative, which one are you choosing to focus on? And you can always change your mind, because that's the free will that we all have. So think about that while we break for our next commercial. Please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Dr. Huntoon is pleased to announce a new program for current practice members or any prospective new patients. It's called Shop with the Doc, where individuals, a family, or other small groups can go to the grocery store or health food store and learn these valuable tips. What to buy to be healthy, what not to buy to be healthy, how to pick out foods specific for your unique health concern, why it's important to pay attention to ingredients, how to read labels, and much, much more. To find out more about Shop with the Doc, call 845-561-BACK or email Dr. Huntoon at docrick@spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We are located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. That is in Pooler, Georgia. We're in Suite 404 of Building 400. If you want to get a hold of me, the best way to do that is to call my cell phone directly at area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. Please do not text that phone, as it does not receive texts and you'll never get a response from me. But if you do want to do that kind of texting thing, please do it in the form of an email at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com, docrick@spineboy.com. And it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding what the concerns you have regarding your health. Now, so far, Marshall and I have been talking about being positive and the attitude of gratitude, because we're headed up towards Thanksgiving, the all-American holiday. And after Thanksgiving, then everybody goes to hell in a handbasket because they started eating too much. We actually started eating too much back at Halloween, but we're going to continue that tradition through the end of the year. And what we want to do is we want to teach people how to avoid that holiday weight gain. And so where do you want to start, Marshall?
Well, as you indicated, holidays lead to much weight gain. Don't most health problems stem from eating and stuffing ourselves?
All health problems stem from what you feed the body with, from positive or negative thoughts and emotions to the air that we breathe, the water that we drink, and the food that we eat. And the thing that we have the most amount of control over is what we put in our pie hole food-wise. So
how do you balance the celebration and food of the holiday with healthy eating?
Serve healthy food, period. Just serve healthy food. Only eat the healthy food during the holidays. It's not hard to have healthy food for the holidays. It's just, you know, we are lazy as a society. We have our traditions. We have the cravings that we have. We think that it's an opportunity because it's the holidays. We can let go a little bit. And yeah, it's important for us to let go. And that's what the holiday of Halloween did for us, or National Poison Your Child Day last month. And so we want to appreciate it. It is important to let go, and it is important to relax. But you want to do the best that you can to not set yourself up for failure by relaxing with crap food. You want to relax with high quality, good food.
Well, the traditional Thanksgiving meal includes stuffing, potatoes, a lot of carbs. Should you eat any differently during the holiday?
Many do, but that sets them up for the holiday weight gain, so I say no to both. Eat how you would eat and celebrate life and the reason for life. And like I said before, Marshall, life is for giving, and so you need to spend more time giving of yourself to help others and set yourself up for success. And one of the ways that we set ourselves up for success is what we feed our body. And if you're feeding your body quality food, then your brain will work in a quality way and you can have better thoughts and you can make better choices and have better outcomes and have a better life as a result of that.
Well, it's pretty reasonable, I think, to expect that most people in the holiday spirit will probably eat and drink more than at other times. What can they do to balance out those treats?
Ideally, avoid them would be best. Increase your water, increase your exercise, and good food choices when not at a celebration. And when you are at a celebration, you're going to need to, maneuver that in a very particular way. We want you to go to the parties. We want you to have a good time. We want you to be able to celebrate. But there's some things that I'm sure we're going to get into over the course of the rest of the show that will help people to understand how to navigate the minefield that is a celebratory holiday party with a lot of crap food.
Well, speaking of the minefield, how do you handle all those delicious temptations?
Well, I choose not to acknowledge them and simply focus on what is helpful for me. It's been coming up on 3 years since I've had dessert, and that's just simply because I got to a point in my conscious awareness that the momentary joy that I would get from having a sugar-laden dessert is not worth the back end of destruction and dysfunction that it creates. So I just choose not to set myself up for failure by participating in that.
Well, why is this time of year when people gain weight? Is the food more fattening?
A combination of reasons. More access to more crappy food high in sugar and the emotions of celebrating and what that means to your subconscious and what happens. We've all heard stories, or maybe you've been involved with, you go to a work party and somebody has a little bit too much to drink and they have some regretful behavior, whether they're a little bit too promiscuous or whether they just get ornery as a result of drinking too much alcohol, and then they got to go to work the following Monday, and they're embarrassed to go back to work because either they don't remember what happened or they do remember what happened, and that's the problem.
Well, are holiday drinks like eggnog and mulled wine a big part of the problem?
They can be for those who have issues with them and partake in too much of them. So I would just suggest that, if you know you have an issue with that, do your best to stay away from it. I go to bars, or when I was younger, I went to clubs, et cetera. And I don't do this all that often, but when I do, or when my wife and I go out and she wants to have wine or a cordial of some sort, the waiter or waitress always asks me if I want to have one. And I just simply ask them for a glass of water and put some fruit in it, so that I've learned over the years that if people see me having a glass that's got clear liquid in it with a piece of fruit, they think I'm drinking alcohol when in fact I'm just drinking water.
So you have ways to avoid holiday weight gain. How do you change this cycle?
Well, you begin by making the commitment to yourself and then finding ways to honor that in the face of adversity, in this case, poor food choices or poor drink choices. And realistically, I promise everybody listening, if you tell God that you're going to make a new way in your life, God is going to challenge that way. God is going to challenge that way every way from Sunday. And it's just in an effort for you to draw a stronger decision to make the changes. Like we said before, you need to have a whiteboard in the background in order for the colored marker to show up. So the colored marker only shows up because of what's there in the background. So God is going to give you opportunities to continually say no to the temptations until they don't tempt you anymore. Then you don't have to say no to them because they're no longer in your awareness. But initially, it's going to be a challenge, and you need to face that challenge and demonstrate how serious you are about making the commitment to yourself.
I bet people would like some suggestions to help get through the season without feeling like they have to avoid mirrors.
Well, I say look in the mirror, highlight what is right, and then go from there. You know, looking in the mirror is important because it helps you to understand where you are. It's like a GPS system. Your GPS system, you tell it where you want to go, but it starts by telling you where you are. And you need to know where you are in order to know what changes need to be made or know what direction that you need to go. So my thought is to go stand in front of the mirror and naked and really take a good look at yourself and decide what you like and what you don't like and let that burn a hole in your memory, so to speak, so that when you're being confronted with all the temptations, you can look at them and say, okay, do I want to grow more of what I don't like about myself, or do I want to, you know, make a difference and head in a different direction?
Well, you've broken it down into 10 steps that can make a huge difference in the usual holiday weight gain. Let's take a look at what they are. What is at the top of the list?
Well, have a healthy meal before going to any of these holiday parties, and I think that would be important. Make sure that you have a healthy meal before going to the parties.
Well, why would you want to eat before you go to the party?
Realistically, so that you're full. And then the likelihood of overeating has already been squashed because you're going in there being full, and nobody likes to eat when they're full. So if you go to a party when you're full, you're going to stay away from eating more than you probably should be eating.
Okay, then what should folks be eating?
They should eat real food, preferably vegetables, and the fiber increases in making you feel full, and it takes longer to digest, helping you feel more satiated. So I would say to just look for the real foods. Don't look for the baked goods or the foods that have been processed, foods that come with icings or have sugar on them or what have you. You know, if you can find the vegetables and stick to the vegetable platter, at least for a start, again, the fiber will expand within your stomach and make you feel more full faster.
Wow. Oh, okay. So other than being full, what good will eating nutritious food do to prevent the weight gain?
Weight gain is from eating too much empty calories, or what I call the crap foods, the completely refined and processed foods that's impossible to burn off based on your normal activity levels. So if you can avoid the crap, then you'll avoid the weight gain.
Why is crap food so tempting?
Well, it feeds our self-esteem, and your self-esteem is an issue, or if you have issues with your self-esteem, it will make it challenging for you to avoid the sweets. Self-esteem is tied to your sense of taste. And so when you don't feel good about yourself, you're going to exercise your freedom to partake in something that tastes good. And since 80% of your taste buds are devoted towards sweetness, there's a better than 80% chance that you're going to be reaching for something sweet, which is going to set yourself up for failure.
So what is the number two thing that one can do to avoid holiday weight gain?
Bring a vegetable platter. Therefore, if you nobody else brought the vegetables that are going to be good for you to eat, that's going to keep you full and satiated, then you bring your own vegetables. So then you definitely have vegetables to eat. And since you brought them, you're probably going to bring ones that you like to eat. And I'm not saying to bring your own platter for yourself, but bring a big enough platter for everybody to partake in, but make sure that you're partaking in that vegetable platter.
So not all vegetables should be eaten raw, correct?
That is correct. Broccoli, cauliflower, and the like have an enzyme on them that gets destroyed when you blanch them with heat. So if you leave the enzyme there by eating it raw, the enzyme promotes gas, and the difficulty people have with raw foods, forms of these vegetables results. And so broccoli and cauliflower in their raw form is going to create that gas and bloating. So that's why you want to blanch them for a few seconds to help destroy that enzyme.
What about eating dip with your veggies?
Well, this is where the difficulties lie. The dips and the spreads hide ingredients that set off a cascade for bad food choices. So I would just suggest avoid them altogether, or only take a spoonful of the dip and use it sparingly as you're eating more of the vegetable than you are the dip.
What's number three?
Have a big lunch, knowing that you're going to a party that evening. Again, if you have a poor digestion like most, you may still be digesting it and feel full by the time that the celebration begins, and this is going to go a long way towards preventing you from eating too much later. So if you eat a big salad at lunchtime that has some complex proteins in it with the rest of the salad, this is going to take a while for your body to digest, and it's going to take longer for you to register as being hungry. So then usually when you go to the party, you're not really in the mood for eating. You may start to drink. My thought is to drink something non-alcoholic, but at the end of the time, if you're full when you go there, you're definitely going to eat less.
Well, what foods help stop the sugar, salt, and fat cravings?
Vegetables and many of the meats and fishes that may be served. You just, like I said, you need to avoid the sauces that they come with because those are typically, they involve the sugar and the salt and are typically laden in unhealthy fats that pile on calories and create issues.
What's number four?
Drink a large glass of water. This will help you feel full for a little while at least, and the water needs to be absorbed. And with most people being dehydrated, this will help the brain and enable you to make better food choices going forward during the night. And for me, water is really the only thing that I drink. And so if I drink a nice big glass of water before I go someplace, it allows me to go into that place and focus on why I'm there and less on what's available food-wise.
So I notice you always do recommend staying properly hydrated. What's number five?
Bring something non-alcoholic to drink and do your best to stick to that. This prevents losing control, which is what a party and alcohol can do. We don't want to embarrass ourselves, and we don't want to be the talk of the company that you work for the following Monday around the water cooler. So don't make yourself a target, and don't bring those things that's going to put a target on your back.
Well, it is the holidays, Doc. People like to have a cocktail, a glass of wine, or a beer. Doesn't drinking in social situations help some people relax?
Well, it definitely does help them relax until you get past that, and then it highlights the person's inadequacies and causes them to act abnormally, which is not a good look. You know, the interesting thing is there was a portion of a Bill Cosby comedy routine where this one guy was trying to get Bill Cosby to do some cocaine, and he's like, man, it intensifies your personality. And Bill Cosby said, well, what if, you know, you don't want to intensify that part of your personality so that you act like an idiot? And so, and a lot of times alcohol causes people to lower their inhibitions, and then they start to act in ways they wouldn't normally act, and that leads to embarrassment and upset, and heck, it may even cause you to lose your job if it's at a work situation. So,
well, these things take a certain amount of discipline. I mean, the delicious treats are all around. Will your suggestions help people avoid these temptations?
Well, it will, but only if you apply them. And so we've gone over the first five, and what we need to do is we're going to take a short commercial break to go over the next five when we come back from that commercial break. But in answer to your question, the only way that these suggestions help a person is if they apply them. And so we want you to reflect upon those first five and listen to this commercial break from our generous sponsor, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Do you have health concerns? Are you or a loved one struggling with a health condition that has you worried? Worried it might get worse? Worried you will never be able to do the things you love anymore? Worried your life is slowly slipping away? Do you have a chronic pain condition? Do you have a specific health concern? Do you have concerns about your child's health? Do you want to learn about health and wellness? If you said yes to any of these questions, you need to go to spineboy.com. Spineboy.com is your information center for all your health concerns and how to restore and improve your health to its highest level. Spineboy.com has over 1,000 articles on different health concerns. Spineboy.com will inform you about your health concerns and what you can do without all the harmful medications and invasive surgeries. If you would like to restore and improve your health, go to Spineboy.com. 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 Naturally.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We are located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park, that is in Pooler, Georgia. We are in Suite 404 of Building 400. Again, that's at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. If you want to get a hold of me, short of walking into my office, which would be totally fine because I'm happy to meet people and interact with them, and that usually helps us to get the most amount of information accomplished. It allows me to perhaps give you a brief free evaluation because you're standing in front of me and I'm a problem solver. And when I want to solve a problem, I just want to take the bull by the horns in the moment and just figure out whatever the question is that you're coming in and asking me about. That would be fine. But if you don't stop into the office, if you want to get a hold of me, the best way to do that would be to call my cell phone. My cell phone is the phone that I carry with me everywhere I go. It's the best way to get a hold of me. The phone number for that is area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. Call the number. If I don't happen to answer the phone, please leave a message. What I do not want you to do is please do not text that phone, as that phone does not have the ability to receive texts. It is a phone number, and I will never receive the text, and I will never get back to you, and you'll think I'm rude, but I'm telling you ahead of time that I will never respond to your text because my phone doesn't receive them. If you do want to text me or use that kind of technology, you should email me directly. My email number is... my email address is docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com. And it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding with the concerns you have. So whether you walk into my office and look at me face to face, whether you call me on my cell phone at 845-561-2225, or whether you email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com, either way, it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding with the concerns that you have. Now, in the first couple of segments, we've been talking about holiday weight gain. We've been talking about gratitude and how to avoid holiday weight gain. And Marshall, I think we've covered the first five. So we got the other five to do, correct?
Well, yeah, we covered the first five ways to avoid holiday weight gain. Those are really excellent. What is number six?
Well, number six is, if you're going to go to a party, you want to limit yourself to a small plate of food and avoid the dessert tray altogether. The small plate of food, placing that as a limit on yourself is probably the best option for anyone who is going to a party, as it still allows you to be social and you're not overdoing it. And so if you come to the party, hopefully the host is thinking adequately. They don't want you plowing through their food so quickly, so they're probably going to have the little, what are those little plates called? The hors d'oeuvre plates.
Hors d'oeuvre plates, yes.
So you want to grab a little hors d'oeuvre plate. It's little for a reason. You don't want to overwhelm the plate. You just want to put enough on there so that you can carry it around without fumbling and falling and getting, I don't know, the dips and the sauces on the person's carpet. You don't want to do that to them. So
no,
you want to
all.
Have a small plate of food, and you want to limit yourself to a small plate of food because that's probably going to allow you to eat less and pack on less pounds as a result of going to all the different holiday parties that you may be invited to.
Well, Doc, I've really taken that advice that you've given me in the past personally, and I think it really works well. What is number seven?
You want to begin an exercise program or increase the exercise program that you're currently doing. If you don't belong to a gym, this may be a good time to go to a gym and start partaking in increased amounts of exercise and energy production to burn calories so that you have excess storage opportunity to put food in so that you're not packing on pounds, because if you empty the stores out and then you fill them back up again, then at worst case scenario, you stay neutral. Allow you, by exercising, it allows you to eat more. Your metabolism will increase and will already be ramped up, and you'll burn more than you will store, thus avoiding the holiday weight gain. So starting an exercise program and sticking to it every day, that creates more space so that you're not packing on pounds.
Well, Doc, besides going to a gym, what about people? A lot of people like to go out and take walks. Is that considered exercise?
Oh, absolutely. You want to walk with a purpose. You want to get your heart rate up. You want to get your heart rate up to, if you take 180 and subtract your age, that's the heart rate that you want to maximize at. Subtract 10 from that, and that's the heart rate that you want to at least get up to. So let's say you're 60 years old, 180 minus 60 is 120. Don't let your heart rate go above 120, but you want to get it up to at least 110. And so if you go out and you're walking and you get your heart rate up to that level and you keep it at that level For every minute after 20 minutes, you're burning fat for fuel, and you're creating more storage space within your body so that you don't pack on the pounds. You're actually draining some of the pounds off of you. So, yeah, walking is a good exercise, and that would be great.
Well, that's great information. What's number eight?
Number eight, this is going to be a little controversial. It's not my intention to offend anybody, whether I'm invited to a party or not. But number eight is stay home. Stay home and don't go to the party because you can use the excuse, or maybe it is authentic for you. Let's say that you went to a party on Wednesday night because one of your best friends had a party on Wednesday night, and now you're being invited to another party on Friday. And you know that, you know what? You already went to a party. You already were festive. You don't want to be offensive to the person supporting by having the party on Friday, but you just want to let them know, listen, oh, dude, I would love to come to your party, and that would be great, but due to the battle of the bulge around my belt, I'm trying desperately not to put on the pounds this holiday season and kill myself, and I'm trying to do the right thing for my health and my family, et cetera. And unfortunately, I went to John's party on Wednesday, and you know, that's my quota for the week. And if you want to change your party to next week, which I'm not asking you to do, but if you had a party next week, I could go to it. But this week, I've already met my quota, and again, I'm sorry. Is there something I could send to your party that will be helpful? But I personally can't come to the party.
Well, who wants to miss the party?
Well, that's just it. You know, people who have chosen to take better care of themselves and who have outgrown the party lifestyle, and you know, those are people who need to make better choices. If you're trying to get in front of your health issues, you need to make better choices. And these are one of those tough choices that you need to make. And so no one said that you had to go to every party that you're invited to, but you just need to find a way to bow out gracefully.
I think, Doc, that the concept of bowing out gracefully is pretty easy to do if you're just talking about scheduling. You've got schedules. Everybody does have schedules. I think a lot of people would understand that. What is the ninth way to reduce holiday weight gain?
Well, ideally, if you go to the party with somebody, okay, and you guys make an agreement before you go, like let's say it's your spouse or let's say it's a coworker or something or other because you're not partnered up with anybody in particular, make an agreement with the two of you. Women can do this quite easily because women have a tendency to communicate a little bit more than men do, kind of thing. And so they can make an agreement that, you know what, we're going to go to the party, we're going to hang out together, and we're going to leave after a certain time frame. And like, I don't know, maybe limit it to an hour. Okay, we're going to go to the party, we're going to be there for an hour. We're not going to eat the whole time. And we're going to help each other be accountable to each other, and we're going to leave after the hour or the hour and a half or whatever time frame that you set on yourself. And so if you go there with somebody that you're accountable to, then you have an opportunity to avoid overeating and getting into trouble and getting into the weeds, so to speak.
Well, Doc, when I was young, I was a lifeguard in pools and taught swimming, and I think it kind of goes around having a swimming buddy,
right,
you know, in the deep end. So that's kind of what you're saying. So if you go with someone, then you can leave with that person.
And you can avoid going into the deep end of the party and getting lost in the alcohol and the food, absolutely.
Right, and all the music, right?
Right.
The loud music. By the way, speaking of loud music, what about all the decibels that go on at these parties? I know it's not directly related to weight gain, but it does, I think, distract people.
Well, it does distract people, and at the end of the day, you know, we're all stimulated by holiday music, but the holiday music doesn't need to be loud, and if you're going to a party that has a band or something like that, again, it doesn't need to be loud. My thought would be to stay away from. You know, it's interesting. You go into a restaurant where nobody's in it and it's quiet, and just people coming in there and the general murmur of what goes on when it's like all of a sudden it's really, really loud in this place. And
right.
It's like, you know, nobody's yelling, but yet somehow it's loud. Well, it's because it's in a closed environment, and the sounds get amplified as a result of that. But that's always been something that I've been curious about is how do parties get so loud when nobody's talking louder than what you and I are talking right now?
That's right. So what is the 10th way to avoid holiday weight gain?
Well, this is important because what's the purpose of a party?
To celebrate?
To celebrate and have a good time. And realistically, if everybody's there is there to celebrate and have a good time, it's an opportunity for you to maybe meet somebody that you don't know. And so if you meet somebody that you don't know and you find someone new and interesting to talk to, you can get into conversations, and then it's not really about the food and it's not really about the drinking. It's about, you know, getting acquainted with a particular person and learning about them and learning about their lifestyle and you know, how they know the host of the party, or maybe they work in a if it's a work party, maybe they work in a part of the company that you don't work in, and that you know that the company is big and does a whole bunch of things, but it gives you an opportunity to maybe learn a little bit more about that person or what their job is or what have you, and not necessarily partake in so much food and so much beverage at to begin with. And so it's important, when you go to a party is an opportunity to be social. The challenge is that we're all socially awkward to some degree or another, which is why we drink alcohol in an effort to turn the volume down on our awkwardness. Unfortunately, a lot of times when you turn up the volume on the alcohol, then the true persona of the person that they've been keeping under wraps the whole time has a tendency to come out. We've all seen movies and heard stories of so-and-so and so-and-so got together during a work party, and that's created some awkwardness at work. And nobody needs that. Nobody wants that. And nobody wants the fallout from that. So my suggestion would be is to find someone new and interesting to talk to, and maintain a conversation with them and just avoid the food and beverages altogether.
Okay, Doc. It sounds like really great advice. How about if we simply have you recap the 10 ways to reduce holiday weight gain?
Well, that would be great. So the first thing that we want to do is bring a vegetable platter before you go to the party and eat most of those vegetables. You want to see what you can do to avoid the dips. You want to have a big lunch knowing that you're going to a party that evening. That way, if you're full, you'll have a tendency to eat less. You want to drink a large glass of water before you go to the party. Why? Because that will help you feel full. You want to bring something non-alcoholic to drink, and you want to stick to that. That prevents the losing control and getting out of hand. You want to basically limit yourself to a small plate of food and avoid the dessert tray as much as possible so that you're not overdoing it. You want to be on an exercise program that allows you to increase your metabolism and burn off the food so that you're not storing so much. Number 8, I believe, was staying home. You don't necessarily have to go to every party. Set a quota for yourself so that you're not overindulging, and number 8 would be to stay home. Number 9 is go with a buddy and have a plan of action and how you're going to go through that party, and you're going to leave after a certain time, and you're not going to get caught up and get stuck in the spider web, so to speak, and stay longer than you should stay and eat more and drink more than you probably should. And then number 10 would be to find someone new and interesting to talk to so that you have an ability to avoid the food altogether. And when you find a new person that's interesting to talk to, and you want to be interested in them instead of trying to be interesting to them. Be interested, ask them questions, learn a little bit about them. It's all social activities are always a little bit awkward, and I always make a point of trying to meet somebody new and have a conversation and get to learn a little bit about their lives and not even worry about what's going on as far as the celebration goes on. And so those would be the 10 ways to avoid holiday weight gain, and I hope they've been helpful to you as the listener. I hope the listener has learned something. And my thought is very simple. Even if you get invited to 10 parties, use a different one of these to each party in an effort to avoid holiday weight gain, or you can apply more than one of them to a particular party. But you can avoid the holiday weight gain so that you're not up against it come January 1st when everybody's holiday resolutions or New Year's resolutions are to start losing weight. So,
great advice, Doc Rick. I guess the real trick is to see whether or not you can live up to some or all of these tips. Thanks very much. And I just want to share with you that I really appreciate you being in my life, and I hope everybody takes your advice to heart.
Absolutely. So I want to thank you, the listener, for tuning in. I'm going to ask you to tune back in next week, same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying, I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.
What started out as a headache has become a pain in the butt. What was just an itchy finger now is a swollen foot.
doctor, I've been out of breath, and I've never walked up a hill. Avoid all diet and exercise, I'd rather give you a pill. The thing is, there might be some side effects, you mean there probably will. Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 and then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill. I looked on the internet, checked out a medical site. It said you may not be depressive, but then again you might. If you're worried that you are, then take this simple test. Obviously you need a pill, you know how one is best. The thing is, there might be some side effects. Oh, I'd heard that before. I've been rushing back to the doctor.